Right, okay, so we're working on the Tesis. Where Tesis says that you can't say that pot is going on the behemoth and it's a kosher bori, because then you're going to have a problem. Then you're going to have a problem, because you're telling the member says potter, and that should imply in both cases a potter. And if you're going to tell me that the wall is a solid wall, so it's going to be higher than the wall, so it's not going to go across the board. But when you say chayev, he says there it doesn't have to go across the board, because even though on the coastal he's going to be putter, but as long as he's chayev, as long even though on the coastal he's going to be putter, but as long as he's chayev b'dinei shemayim on the behemoth, that's enough. He doesn't have to be chayev b'dinei shemayim on the coastal too. So we're just wondering, what's the difference? Why is it the putter has to go on both and the chayev doesn't?
Well, is it really the putter?
I mean, it seems to me that what Tosh is saying is simply that the reference is always to the whole member. So you're saying if a guy did this action, such and such is the result. So if you say if the guy did this action, he's putter, and really, it's not true, because this action is not going to result in him being putter, because it's going to be chayv on the kosel. So the statement putter is not true. But when you say if a guy does this action, he's chayv, it's speaking in din. It's true. He is chayv. Doesn't mean that he has to be chayiv in both cases. It just means that there has to be a chiyuv, a din chiyuv. In other words, in both, including both cases, there has to be a din chiyuv. And there is. If he did this action, there's a din chiyuv. Doesn't mean it has to be expressed in both cases. Just that this action demands a chiyuv mamon, and it does. It's not saying where it came from. It's saying the action results in X, putter, or chayev. So if you say the action results in putter, so if you have a chiyuv, it's an untruth. Because you're saying that if I do this action, I'm putter, but really it's not true, I'm chayev. Chayev on the kosel. But if you say that I'm chayev b'dinei shamayim, if I do this action, I'm chayev b'dinei shamayim, it's true. You are chayev b'dinei shamayim. I didn't say you're chayev from where. I just said if you did this action, the din is you're going to be chayev b'dinei shamayim, and you are. But if I say if you did this action, you're going to be potter b'dinei adam, and you're not, because the action contains an element which is going to be where this is chayevus. So that's not true. In other words, it's on the action. If I did this action, if you're telling me that I'm potter b'dinei adam, and in fact this action results in chiyuv b'dinei adam, so then the halacha is not true. But if you say that it results in chiyuv b'dinei shamayim, as long as it does result in chiyuv b'dinei shamayim, it's true. I didn't say it has to be from both sources. I just said if you did this action, this is the result. And it is the result. Fellow?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you saying that you have to be completely putter, but you don't have to be completely chayev?
No. Then I'll ask you why.
It's on, you know.
What's on? That's what I expressed it the first time. So, halacha in the din. Is the din chayev, or is it when I speak b'dei shamayim? Or is the din putter when you're speaking to the other? So when you say the din is putter, that means that's the din. That if I do this action, the din on me is that you don't have to pay anything. Now, if I have to pay for the kosel, it's not true. But if you're telling me you're chayav b'dinei shamayim, so you're saying the din is if you do this action, you're chayav b'dinei shamayim. It's true. It doesn't mean that you're chayev on both cases. It's just the din is that you're chayev. Okay? That's simple. You don't need any categories. Okay? I think it will be more confusing if you start using categories. But chayev means not that chayev doesn't have to be in both cases. Not that chayev means it doesn't have to be completely chayev. He is completely chayev. He's completely chayev on the
behemoth. He's completely equivalent.
Learn also. Taisus takes care of Rami's kasha, because the Rami's kasha was what? How can you say it's going on the kosel? If the kosel ru'ua, if that's a kosel ru'ua,
you don't need to say b'lefei b'hem shavera.
And you don't need to say b'lefei b'hem shavera. Right? You don't need to, that's right, because the Rambam says maybe you'll tell me the kosel ru'ua is one. By kosel ru'ua, he has two possibilities. That one is, first he has kosel ru'ua, you're going to be chayav just like on a broken down item. You chayav for whatever it's worth. Maybe you'll say that it's a mitzvah to take down the kosel. So he says, if that's the case, what do you need the name of that? So Taisus answers that question. Very simple. You need the name of there, because when it says, chayav b'din shemayim, it's going on the behemoth because of Brahma. You follow? The Rambam holds it's a hefesh gadol, and you're going to be chayav. Yeah, but Taisus doesn't need that. The Rambam uses it, apparently held that way because otherwise it couldn't learn the Gemara. But Taisus is saying, no, I maintain it's a Brahma all the time. Where is the case of Chayav B'dinei Shemayim? That's going on the Grama.
The
Rambam is talking, yes, Potter M'dinei Adam B'chayav B'dinei Shemayim, right? That's exactly right. So Taisus answers it very simply. Okay. Okay, right?
Right, just at the beginning, the Gemara is talking about the kosel itself, and then the second part of the Ruah is talking about the behemoth.
In the beginning,
the Gemara is talking about the kosel bari, the chayiv din on the chayiv, it's talking about on the kosel.
Right.
And then on the kosel Ruah, it's changing, and now it's talking about the
behemoth. Now you're saying you only chayiv din is your mind. So you need the behemoth.
Right.
So the Taisus answers around this kasha. Because around this kasha was, if you're going on a kosel, he thought you're going completely on a kosel. But the kosel means that you chayav b'dinei shemayim on the kosel, and you put them b'dinei adam on the kosel. So the Rambam asks very well. He says, so what do you need the behemoth there for? But Taisus says, very simple. You need the behemoth there, because that's the chayav b'dinei shemayim, the grama. Okay. Yep. Yes, so this Gemara is pretty difficult according to Taisus. Because the Gemara says on Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Haporis, about the middle of the Daf, Haporis get it b'fnei b'amas chavero, ma'u d'seh mokiv nil mistrei koi, ma'ovid b'dini shemayim nami l'adam l'chayev. So I would think that what do you do? Nothing. K'mash malon. That what? That is chayev. So, of course, according to the Rambam, this Gemara is perfect. Because the Gemara is saying, Mahu the same, where am I? One second. Yeah. Mahu the same, Akivin the Lemistrikoi, Ma Ovid, Bidine Shemayim Nami Lovachayiv. On what? According to the Rambam. What? No! The Rambam's learning the Gemara is going on the coast, on the Behemoth, on the Behemoth, on the Behemoth. So he's saying, you might think that you're not even Chayav B'dinei Shemayim on the Behemoth, because since it had no Shemira, so he didn't do anything.
So what do you mean, Lemistrei Koi?
What?
The first pasuk makes sense. The mystery koy means of the wall.
That's the point.
Since the wall is a mystery koy, it's not a shmira. So it's nothing.
Right.
So what did I do? There was no shmira before. I knocked it down, and there's no shmira after now. So why should I be chayav b'din shamayim? That's exactly, and that's what the Rambam explains. So kamash malan that is chayav b'din shamayim. Why? Maybe he did contribute. Because even though the wall is a bad wall, but the fan it's not a shmira, but nonetheless, he may be involved as a causative agent because the animal may not have gone out, even the broken wall. So according to Rambam, the Gemara is kaftar l'farach. But according to Taisvis, the implication Taisvis says is that what? Is what?
That's koyanami akoso.
That's koyan koso. Okay. It's koyanami akoso. So the Gemara is saying that kamash mani chayav on the koso.
Sounds that way.
Right?
Right, because I guess in Kindle the mystery, because it's talking about the koso.
Talking about the koso. And therefore the Gemara is saying that what? Kamash mani on the chayav on the koso.
Right. But he said already that you're not. Kasha.
But he said before that what?
You're not chayav on the koso.
And you're only chayav on the behemoth.
Right.
So what's wrong if you chayav on the koso?
He thinks you aren't. He says Masara, it's like in Adoma that you
aren't. Once you said chayav, it's referring to one thing. I mean.
What?
What did you say?
I mean, it's not bad for Taisus. You're in the Chayiv and Dinah Shemayim on the Kosel. What's the Kosel Ruah? The Taisus Kasha is not really a Kasha on the Akimta. Because Akimta-wise, it would be better for Taisus if it's Chayiv and Dinah Shemayim on the Kosel. But Taisus said before, Afa Gavda in Doma, she is Chayiv and Dinah Shemayim on the Kosel, even though it doesn't seem right to say that Yechayah B'dini Shemayim on the Koso, and that's why we have a problem, and that's why Taisus bothered to answer the problem. So Taisus says, but I shouldn't have asked this question altogether, because there's no problem, because the Gemara holds Yechayah B'dini Shemayim on the Koso. But Taisus is sticking to his Svara that it's Dome Eshe Yechayah. It doesn't seem. The dimyon of the mind doesn't seem to present you with a chiyuv. So therefore, Taisus is sticking with his theory, and he's saying, therefore, you have to answer exactly the way I answered until now. That potter, you can't have any chiyuv. When you say, I'm din the potter, on this mice, you can't have any chiyuv. But when you say, chayv din shemayim, as long as you din, the gav is chayv, so the member is fine. And Taisa says, but now it would seem from the Gemara that all my work was for nothing because the fact is they are chayiv on the kosa, midin shemayim. And if that's the case, so when I said in a dime I was wrong and I really didn't have any problem. But I have to understand, but why? Because Taisa holds that it seems logical. That he's part of the other one, he's part of the Dinah Shemayim on the coast. Okay.
One second. So
that's a half mind taste. It's a little tricky. You don't find too many tastes like this. He's sticking with his theory, and because of his theory, he's raising this problem. It's a problem on his theory. He's honest. In other words, he holds ain't done that. And the same with the Gemara says no. Okay,
so on the
Kosel,
is he saying?
Tape is on.
Taisvis says, the Avmina is that you might think, since it's in fact a mitzvah, so you're doing a mitzvah gedolah, so therefore the Torah won't be mechayev you in Ben Aschaver, because I'm not supposed to do it because I'm Bidei Shemayim on Ben Maschavera. I'm supposed to do it because of the danger. So the danger overpowers the Chiyuv and Mamon on the Behema because I didn't do any Issa. So the Gemara says no. that you're chayiv to break it down, and it is a mitzvah gedola, but you're still going to have to pay for the mamre and dini mamres, even though you did a wonderful mitzvah. But the fact is, you also were a mazik. So therefore, since you are a mazik, you're going to have to pay. Okay, what's the neck? We refine a little better. What's the avni? What's the maskana there?
Maybe the maskana is that you don't break it down.
On the other hand, you say you still have to pay bidei shamayim, right?
So the case has two results. That on the one hand, I have a mitzvah to take it down because it can kill somebody. But on the other hand, that what? I'm doing damage. So there's going to be a slivus of damage. Now, there's two possibilities. Either you could say that the Torah says I'm chayiv to take it down in spite of the fact that I'm going to suffer the payment of damages. Or you could say that the Torah is saying that you're potter on the damages. The Torah potted you on the damages because of the fact that there's a mitzvah to take it down. But you can't say that I can leave it, because that doesn't make any sense, because it's a dangerous goal. So Taisvitz up and back is Hakira, which we want to define is the question, is this very question. What would you say? It's the Gemara's question. That would you say that I'm chayef to take it down? And since I'm chayef to take it down, so I'm doing a mitzvah, so I'm potter from the man. Or do you say no? The other way. That I have to take it down, and it's two separate things. I did a mitzvah is one thing. I did a hezek is another thing. And that's his maskana. That you have to pay. Okay? What's Avni? That's a good question. It definitely is a good question. I mean, this question is, if let's say you know the shore is a killer. So then if you take down the wall, you're letting the killer loose. So it's just as bad as the wall. But that's why I'm saying, the pashtus in that situation, you shouldn't take down the wall. Because you just take away one mitzvah and you bring into play another mitzvah. But that's why I say that Taisus is learning the Gemara is not speaking about a killer. It's speaking about a Shur Mazda. So it's going to cause damage. He's going to have to pay for it. And the case is clear, because it says, Potter Medini Adam V'chayi Medini Shemayim. That's not going to kill somebody. That's speaking where it's Mazda. Does Hezek.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you should be chayav b'dinei shemayim.
So the thing is that the Torah is mechayav me to do the maisa. So in doing the maisa, klapei shemayim, I'm not doing the maisa isra, I'm doing the maisa mitzvah. I have to do it. So you might think where there's a chayavus in the maisa and there's no isra, so you can't speak of me violating an isra mazik, so because I have the chayav to do it. So therefore, since there's no Isser Mazik, there can't be any Chiyuv Tashlume Mazik. Because there's no Isser. When am I Chayiv in Tashlume Mazik when there's an Isser Mazik? But over here I have a Chiyuv. So on the contrary. That's the Havmin. It's interesting. What's the Maskana? Yeah. So the maskana of Gemara is that really, even though there's no Isser Mazik here, because it's a mitzvah, but nevertheless, you're going to be chayiv because there's a din mazik. You cause damage, and you're chayiv for the din mazik, not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have to have an Isser Mazik. Okay? So on Tefreish Tzadi Yisuf Beis, the halacha confirms the Tesis. The way the Tesis is more. Because on Purim, you say that if it's a hezek katan, you're potter because people are mochel. But otherwise, you'd be chayiv. If it's a hezek gadol, you're chayiv. Why it's a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. The answer is doing a mitzvah doesn't help you as far as.